You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in the Berea. The mailbag still to come. We'll also get some sound as well from Super Bowl Media Day, but some new news coming out right now from Adam Kaplan saying that the Browns have hired former University of Kentucky head coach Joker Phillips, who was a receiver in the NFL back in the 80s. He will join the Browns staff as the wide receivers coach, according to a league source who has confirmed it. Joker Phillips was Kentucky's head coach from 2010 to 2012, was the University of Florida's wide receiver coach 2012-2013. Has not coached at the NFL level, but has been certainly involved in a lot of different colleges, coaching at different levels, wide receiver coach pretty much everywhere he's been, at Kentucky, at Minnesota, at Notre Dame, South Carolina, back to Kentucky where he became the head coach. So certainly a guy who knows what it means to be a wide receivers coach in the NFL.
He definitely does.
That's what he's done, so he's been groomed. Now he would be a first-time NFL wide receiver coach.
Sure.
He's done it. Basically, he's been a wide receiver coach since 1988.
And again, to your point earlier about coaches in the NFL and asking your question why, you know, are guys that have never played a certain position coaching that position. And I think in this case, when we were referencing Kevin O'Connell, we got a guy that deals with wide receivers. You know, at some point, I'm sure he coached Randall Cobb, you know, at the University of Kentucky, Cobb was there.
Absolutely, he was there. Yeah, absolutely. So, he was with Kentucky from 2003 all the way through 2012. So, yeah, Randall Cobb was under there. My buddy James Haggerty, who played at Kentucky, was under him as well.
Exactly. And again, it's a tough go for the University of Kentucky, you know, being in the SEC, competing with the schools that they play each and every year from a football standpoint. But we got a guy that's 51 years old that has, as you said, a laundry list of places that he's coached receiver at. So he's got significant experience. And I do believe, to a certain extent, he'll be respected for that, but also questioned because he's never done it in the National Football League. And so he will have to come in and own that room and own the personalities in that room.
Absolutely. Yes, he will. Joker Phillips, again, he has been reported to be the new wide receiver coach. And Adam Kaplan pointing out the Browns still need to hire a quarterback coach and offensive quality control coach as well. And the quarterback coach would be, we talked about today, somebody interviewing, it sounds like, Kevin O'Connell, according to various reports. We've got sound from the Super Bowl media day yesterday. We can take, obviously, the best of Super Bowl media day yesterday. And we'll start with Bill Belichick.
We're just focused on Seattle this week. That's it. So it's all about Seattle. It's all about us getting ready to play Sunday. And that's where all of our attention is. Not really worried about the rest of that.
And that's where it should be, obviously. Deflategate is over.
Yes.
And now it is on to Seattle for them. Richard Sherman was talking yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
It was more difficult this year because of the injuries. You know, last year we had a stream of good luck. But this year, you know, our luck ran out a little bit in terms of the injury front. I think we showed resilience fighting our way through those injuries and continue to stay in the float.
They definitely did, and that's what, the good teams have to do. And that's why also, too, as you look at the Cleveland Browns roster and you talk about adding competition to every position group and having a group of guys that understand what it means to be a National Football League player and having a role on that 53-man roster, because you never know when your number's going to be called. And some guy, you know, we saw the huge drop-off that Alex Mack, and also for us, we see the value of a player like Alex Mack. And I think the Seattle Seahawks, and we talked about, you know, yesterday or the day before last about what Bill Belichick has done, you know, with the draft and through free agency to accumulate value. And that's why you see these teams constantly winning their divisions, constantly making it to the playoffs and making that run, because they have quality from top to bottom on their 53.
Yes, they do. All right, let's go continuing with the best sound yesterday. Here's a good one, because this guy, to me, cracks me up all the time. Rob Gronkowski reading the first line of his Gronk romance novel to the media.
I think it's pretty funny.
Have you read any of it?
I've seen many posts about it, and my friend sent me some clips from it and everything, so I'll read the first line.
in front of the entire country, grinds spikes impacts right between my butt cheeks.
Ah, Gronk.
Girl, you got to, again, a lot like, not so much the angry angst that Richard Sherman sometimes comes across with. I think you get, like, the 13-year-old kid that's playing a game for a living when you hear Gronk talk. And, yes. And I mean, they neither of them hold back, but they just, their delivery is totally different.
Rob Gronkowski does not hold back and is a tremendous interview. He's hilarious. All right. Now let's hear from another guy who is pretty good. Michael Bennett singing a little Katy Perry.
I got the eye of the tiger. Nah, I can't know the rest. I just know the beat. My kids love that song. I don't really listen to Katy Perry because she doesn't know it for me. I'm over at Beyonce, drunk in love type of guy.
And again, that's what is media day. And if you saw Michael Bennett, you know, had the cowboy tilted back. He's a Texas A&M product, so the inner cowboy came out there out in Arizona, and that's your opportunity to get to know some of these players.
Yep.
That might be in the shadows of the stars on these rosters when media day comes around, and that's why it's always great to show your personality, develop your brand, promote what you're a part of, and it's also too what's very special. That as a Super Bowl is going on, in the midst of that Super Bowl week, a Cleveland Brown and Joe Hayden got the recognition for such an amazing accomplishment, which shines a very positive light on him and the organization.
Yes, it does, most certainly. And then one more soundbite from Michael Bennett, brother of Martellus Bennett, also the same guy who rode the bicycle around after the show, talking about what he does during the season in the bedroom.
No sex on Wednesday. I save it all for Sunday after the game.
This is not incorrect.
Is that how it was at the Chargers? Were you guys like cut off? You remember that was the World Cup where they were like, you can't have sex.
Yeah, we're not cut off by any coach, anybody.
No.
It's your own personal discretion, I guess you could say, on what your body feels it needs and what it doesn't. I mean, for gosh sakes, Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson, whoever call it, ate McDonald's 6 days a week. So he didn't hold back, but he'd still go out there and ball. So what happens in the bedroom was, again, another unique topic that comes up only at Super Bowl Media Day.
And speaking of a man that we talked about earlier, the man who is the first professional football player to ever be Special Olympics Global Ambassador, he's been doing all the media rounds and is happy to be with us now. We're thrilled to have him, Joe Hayden. Joe, what's up, man?
Man, nothing much. How you doing?
I'm doing very, very well, Joe. Got to ask you, obviously, let's start with the Special Olympics, being the global ambassador. How did you get involved with this? We know through the story with your brother and everything, but to get to this level, how important was this to you and how excited about this are you?
Oh, man, I'm really excited. Actually, I have my publicist and my PR people do a big push and make sure that they got in touch with the right people to get me this. You know, I mean, I felt like it was something that I really didn't have anything that I was really, like, pushing for, like, off the field that I felt like that was really near and dear and important to me, that I wanted to be a part of, that I wanted to know about. So I had my PR people do the push, and we got involved with the Special Olympics people, and we worked it out, man.
Joe, how much does, again, a lot of the, some of the offseason troubles that have happened here in Cleveland and some of the negative light that gets shined on the Cleveland Browns, I feel like you're one of the guys on this roster that goes above and beyond to live like a Cleveland Brown, and I think this is just one of those things that shines a great light on you, your brand, and obviously on a great organization, but also, too, more so, your employer, the Cleveland Browns and the city of Cleveland.
Say that, my bad. Say that one more time, boss.
No, you're good. I'm just saying, like, some of the negativity that, circles professional teams, and definitely here in Cleveland, that you taking that step and doing something like this shines such a positive light on not only you and the organization of the Special Olympics, but also to the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah, man, for sure. You know, at the end of the day, it's a lot of positive things that we have going on, and I just would like for those to be spotlighted. You know, a lot of negative goes on, and they try to expand that and make it look worse than it really is. But I think that at the same time, with a lot of bad things going on, you also have a lot of people doing good things for the NFL and in the organization. So, it's always good to try to shine a light, in a dark situation.
Absolutely. We're on the Ohio Business Machines hotline with Browns Pro Bowl cornerback Joe Hayden. Joe, speaking of the Pro Bowl, how was it? Came out on top this year. And again, sharp uniforms. You keep finding your way onto the team with the nice orange accent there. Maybe you can bring some of those tips to Mr. Alex Shiner and the team.
Hey, man, I was actually, I think, man, I know that I'm really, really excited about us getting new uniforms this year. You know me, man. I want us to look sweet. We're going to be able to get the job done on the field, and definitely, man, like my dad always told me, man, I play by this. You look good, you feel good, you play good.
That's right. How was the experience down at the Pro Bowl this year? You have a lot of fun with, you and Joe Thomas on the same team. Dante Whitner was down there. How was that for you this year?
Man, it was amazing. And then it was really, really, honestly, it felt so good to finally be able to kick it with my dog, TJ, again. This was the first time that we got to really hang out, you know what I'm saying, since he left. So just catching up with him, having him on the squad, man, we were just going out. I was with him last night, man. It's just been a really, really good time. Just getting to know people and getting to hang out with all these superstars, you know what I'm saying, NFL that you watch. I watch all every Sunday because I'm a fan of the game. So just being able to kick it with Patrick Peterson, Odell Beckham, Drew Brees, and just talking to them, chopping it up. I mean, it's special. It's just something that you will never forget.
You mentioned Odell Beckham, and this guy's making highlight catches all year round. You see what he does in the pregame warm-ups with these one-handed catches, booting 46-yard field goals. Is he somebody that, like, even veterans like yourself who have seen a lot of great receivers and you've gone against them, turns heads and you were excited to get to see? And what were your impressions of him?
Yeah, he's a special dude, man. He's a special player. I mean, he was on our squad, so I got to see him in practice, and he does that. When you ever throw him the ball, he doesn't use two hands. He just doesn't use the other hand. I mean, it's amazing to see him like that, and I think that he's going to be able to be really, really good in this league because I just talking to him, he loves the game, he loves playing, he's hungry, he's always trying to work out. So, you know, I could just tell that he has the drive, and he's going to be good for a long time.
Joe, what coming out of the Pro Bowl, of course you're going to enjoy your rest and some downtime now, tune into the Super Bowl, I'm sure. But what are the things that you're going to be doing? Where are you going to be training, and what are you going to be focused on as a player individually so that you can come back to Cleveland and bring your game and taking it to a new level in 2015?
Well, this season I'm going to be training in Miami. You know, I'm going down there and I'm going to find out. I know Drew, my agent, he has a really good trainer out there, so I'm gonna start working out there. And my main thing is I'm just trying to make sure I keep my conditioning together, you know, so long as I got my wind, and when I come back to off season workouts, I'm able to, you know, say run forever. And then also I want to work on my press technique, just make sure I stay in shape, and just working on my footwork and my press on the line.
Joe, we talked to Odell Beckham for a second ago, rookie, very great season, first-round pick for the New York Giants. The Browns' first-round picks this year both struggled, and we're talking Johnny Manziel, who I know you're very good friends with, and Justin Gilbert. How do you see those guys improving? Have you been in touch with them? And is Justin Gilbert a guy that you could say, hey, why don't you come work out with me? And how does that kind of relationship work?
Oh, I talked to – actually, it's funny you said that. I talked to Justin, you know, probably about – 2-3 weeks ago, and actually when I do go out to Miami, we were gonna fly him out there for about a week and a half. He was gonna be working out with me when we go to Miami.
Good, because certainly you want to see him kind of get that return. I know you've done a lot in the media talking about Johnny Manziel. Quarterback always is going to be the hot topic here in Cleveland until you have that quarterback. Kind of how has his mindset been, in your opinion, so far this offseason? And do you feel comfortable that he can, you know, become the professional he needs to be to have the kind of success that he was drafted to have?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, I saw Johnny at the end of the year. He's really upset. You know, and he's one of my good dudes. I could tell, you know, that it hurt him when he felt like he let the squad down. He felt like he knows that he couldn't, you know, show up late to a treatment or whatever. So, you know, just him, like, really, really caring and coming up to me and talking to me about it. And I could just tell that, you know, I talk to him a lot, just being a pro and knowing that it is different at the quarterback position. Like, you're not a defensive back and not a defensive tackle. You're not, you know, not a guard. You're a quarterback in the National Football League, and that just comes with a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, accountability. That you got to be like basically a coach on the field. You got to know it inside out, upside down. So that just comes with being in there all the time and just making sure that it's not college ball. The quarterback, you got to be on top of it. You got to be like a coach.
Again, you guys as a defensive backfield, I believe we're playing your best football at the end of the season and probably the best in all the National Football League. What are some of the things that you're excited about playing in year two of Coach Pettine and Jim O'Neill's defense?
oh, that's the thing, that, you know, being able to be comfortable, in the system, and not coming in next year having to learn a whole new system, a whole new scheme. I mean, I think we started playing really, really good football because coach started understanding what we played well, what we did good, and was putting us in those positions. And I think coming back with the same scheme and the same players and just knowing your personnel, I mean, it's going to help us out tremendously, just knowing what we can do. And then we can just go to advanced levels and try new things, you know what I'm saying? So I just think it's going to be really good just being able to be comfortable and knowing the system that we're coming into, not learning the plays. We're just trying to execute them better at a higher level.
Joe, this is a defensive backfield, sent three of the four starters to the Pro Bowl, yourself, Dante Whitner, Tashawn Gibson, the other starter, Buster Skrine, a free agent at the end of the year. What do you, have you talked with Buster? What do you see happening there with him? And also, how impressed were you with guys like Kaywan Williams and then Pierre Desir later in the year stepping in and stepping up?
Oh, yeah. First of all, with Buster, man, you know, I made it known to everybody that I would love, no matter what, I want to get Buster back for sure.
Yep.
I love him to play here, and Buster knows that, and he also wants to play here, too. I mean, the secondary that we have right now, that's how you build something special. I really feel like our secondary is the best secondary in the league. So,
yep.
I mean, if you can just keep that strong piece that we got going on, you know what I'm saying, and build on that, I mean, I think we could be good. And you know, Buster, I'm texting him like, hey, man, what's up? You what's good? Like, what they talking about? So I'm just trying to hopefully everything works out for the best. He knows that we really want him, and hopefully that can work out for us. And with Kaywan, you know, I love just the way that he plays. He plays like a Brown, man. Like, you know, everything Coach talks about is relentless, and he just does everything like a pro. He carries himself the right way, and at the end of the day, he's out there balling. You know, you don't really hear much from him at all. You just know that he's out there doing his job, scratching, fighting, clawing, and he has the dog in him, and that's what some things that people don't got. He got that dog in him that's just not going to let somebody get over on him.
What did you think of Pierre Desir late in the season?
Oh, man, I really like Pierre. He's grown, really. That's the other thing. Just so a lot of players on our team, we just have true professionals. I mean, he basically told that he was going to be redshirted for this season, and then was able to go out there, and all he did was practice hard. All he did was work the scout team, didn't let the receivers catch the ball while he was on scout team, never complained, did scout reps for punt return, kickoff, kick return, everything. And then when it was finally his time to go out there against Carolina, and he needed to ball out, he was out there hooping, doing his thing. And then that's just all about his character and the way he comes to work every day, ready to play, for practicing like it's a game.
Joe, I know you take pride in covering the best wherever they line up each and every Sunday, and you get to actually practice against one of the best in Josh Gordon. What are your feelings, you know, on the circumstances of Josh Gordon and what has come up most recently? And if, in fact, he's going to be missed, how much will he be missed?
Oh, he'll be missed tremendously. You know, you can't replace JG. He's one of the best. He's one of the craziest athletes I've ever been around, you know, just as far as physical ability and what he can do. And he makes everything look so effortless. But, you know, it is what I really don't know the situation right now. I'm just really trying to push this Special Olympics things and, you know, just trying to get what I got going on. And when I get back, when I get to Miami and just get to relax, then I'm going to really figure out the situation.
All right, Joe, I know we got to get out of here. Last question. How about the Cavaliers? I know you like to be at many Cavs games. Saw you out there with Colin Kaepernick for one out on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the Cavs, what they've done now with the moves? We know we like to see you, you know, front row with the Cavs games, but you got to be feeling pretty good about that right now.
Oh, man, I'm so excited about that. You know, we got that the big man in the middle. He's holding it down. We really needed a big physical
personal
defense for intimidation. I was telling people, I'm like, man, we need to get DeAndre Jordan. Everybody's like, shut up, Joe. There's no way we're going to get DeAndre Jordan. But he's definitely working. And then, you know, we got J.R. Smith and Shump. Shump will bring that defense and
yep,
just that attitude. And J.R. Smith got just the personality and the swag, and every shot's a good shot. And, you know, I feel like those personalities with those three players that we added was perfect for the team.
No question about it. Joe, appreciate the time. Congrats again on your second straight trip to the Pro Bowl, getting the W this year. And, of course, congrats on being the first pro football player ever to be named Special Olympics Global Ambassador. Just a great representation for this team, for this city. You're a fine man, Joe, and we appreciate you taking time to be with us here today.
Oh, man. Thank you, Rush. I have a good one.
All right, man.
Thanks, man.
Browns Pro Bowl cornerback Joe Hayden there with a surprise call-in on Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. How about that?
That's great that Cleveland Browns Daily is the place to go for everything Cleveland Browns.
You can get the Browns player, the voice of the Browns players and coaches, Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. And we'll be back with Russ Land, former Browns scout, as well as the man who has founded Junior GM. He will be with us talking about his first mock draft for this Cleveland Browns team, what he thinks is going to happen there for the Browns, and we'll get into that and what directions they could go if it doesn't necessarily follow his mock plan. We'll be back with that right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.